some time trying to reconcile the issue of slandering profits with the truth and debt sets on the law with some of the things you just said, i.e. that the profits are merely men. And also something else that I think I've heard in the ether of the grandness, that people find out in their own time, you know, maybe 16, this person maybe is 40 years of age. So how if that's true?
Well, there would be no, because, there would, I mean, if you slander another human being, you're whipped in Islam. In other words, if I accuse somebody in here of adultery, the Islamic punishment is that I'm whipped. Because that is prohibited to do that. And there's very severe consequences for it because of its impact on society. If you do something to a prophet, it's very serious, with the idea that the prophets are impeccable in their character, that they are people that have only brought good for human beings. And if you do want to say something about them, then you say it not in the public space, in the private space. In other words, that's again between you and God. But if you bring that out into the public space, then it creates a type of tension in the society that is very serious, according to the Muslims.
And I'd like to add to that, many of the people
that forgave them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he forgave them.
He came up with himself.
And he forgave them. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, if it was a non-Muslim who did it, see, it's very different. If it's a non-Muslim who did it, it goes under a different category than if a Muslim did it. You see what I mean? In other words, this law relates to Muslims who say bad things about the Prophet ﷺ.
And what you said before about the matter of Sharia being placed in some settings is a pretty important thing to be understanding how that can possibly be a reality. I mean, it's not like what I was here is laughing at the Prophet and then we
Yeah, that's a good point.
So that is not cold for non-Islamic people?
No, it's prohibited in Islamic law for a person to do that, to blaspheme any prophet, right? But for a Muslim, it's a death penalty. For a non-Muslim, they are tried, and if they become Muslim, right? If it was towards the Prophet Muhammad, then it's not. If they don't, and they say, you know, that they adhere to that. Because it's prohibited for the Muslims even to curse false gods in the Quran. It says, لَا تَسُبَّ الَّذِينِ يَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيُسُبَّ اللَّهُ عَزُوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Do not curse the false gods of other people. And that came later. Initially, the Muslims were saying bad things about the gods. So even for a Muslim, they're not supposed to make fun of Hindu objects of worship. Right, like laugh about Krishna or Vishnu or Shiva. We're not supposed to do that. If it's in the private space, that's another matter. But publicly, I should not do that. I should not disparage what other people hold sacred.
To bring you back to this question, you asked before. Is it Muslim? Is it not Islam? It may be Muslims,
but it's
completely getting wrong what Islam is
about. Right. Uh-huh. The question I had last week, and real pictures of Muhammad as a figure in the Quran.
I didn't know about that, but I think somebody mentioned it.
She's Jewish. She's immigrated from Russia. She's been under, she's in jail now in Israel for omitting religious discord.
Right.
Is there a pop-up in our hands, sir?
I don't know what's going on there. I mean, the problem is, for me personally, there is no now in the Muslim world, there is not any government that is implementing Islamic law. Not one. None. Zero. Sudan, I don't know. I mean, I'm not there, and I don't know. But I'd be amazed if they were. You know.
But because she's not Muslim,
She would be, in a Muslim country, if that happened, she would be taken to, there would be a trial. You know, that is, it goes against the you know, it's like a blasphemy. It goes under those laws, right?
All those Muslim countries, though, contend that they are implementing Islam's law?
Some of them do, some of them don't. Most of them will say that it is the law of the constitution or the state, but none of them do. I think probably the only ones that would claim to is Arabia, like what they call Saudi Arabia now, Sudan, and maybe Afghanistan would probably claim that they do also, and Iran. But I'm going to get into, when I talk about the end of time and how the Muslims view, I'm going to get into that, really discussing really how the Muslims view this period of time traditionally. So, well, thank you very much. And